track 9, and we go back to the news stories. This one is headlined, Mum's Challenge in Aid of Her Three Boys. A mum from Newton Abbott and three friends have completed a challenge in the Lake District in aid of Muscular Dystrophy UK. Liz Keenan, age 46, is mum to three boys who all have the muscle-wasting disease. She and her friends Sue Becky and Becky's dad, Stuart, took on the Pedal Paddle Peak Challenge, which involved a 30-mile cycle, 2-mile canoe paddle and 10-mile hike to the peak of Helvellyn Mountain. The team completed the challenge for the charity, which supports 110,000 adults and children in the UK, including Liz's three sons, James, aged 17, and twins Joshua and Miles, aged 10, who all live with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The team smashed their £2,000 target, raising £4,220. Pedal Paddle Peak was just the latest fundraiser in a long list of challenges which have involved skydiving, zip wire challenges, running the Oxford 10K and the London Marathon. This challenge started in Penrith with a 15-mile cycle ride, followed by a 2-mile canoe paddle on Ulswater Lake, then cycling to the base of Helvellyn, climbing to the mountain peak, before finally 15-mile pedal back to Penrith. Well done, her and her friends.
We continue with the future of healthcare in Tynmouth's story. Community must work together for health provision. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley said he was extremely disappointed the new health centre will not now go ahead, particularly for Channel View GP surgery, which is desperately in need of new premises. Speaking the MDA shortly after the announcement, he said, "We need to find an immediate solution or the surgery will find itself homeless. Then we have to look at the longer term solution to primary care in Tynmouth properly, but bring the whole town with us." Tynmouth has an amazing community, and if we work together, we can find a solution. A less ambitious building of 2 floors with parking could still be put on the site as a new home for the surgery. Ardent supporter of Tynmouth Hospital, Viv Wilson, said, "I think the initial plan of the 5-storey building was ill-conceived. It was much too large for the site. Had they set out with something more modest, I truly believe they could have had it up there and built by now. It could have been operating as a GP surgery practice perfectly happily, but someone has overreached the ideas, made a grand plan which was just not suitable for the position in our small town and the narrow roads that surround the site. Whatever the outcome, I still strongly believe that Tynmouth Hospital could have and should have been refurbished and retained. Campaigners staged a dedicated battle to keep Tynmouth Hospital open over the last 4 years. They insisted there was a need for the hospital, the first NHS hospital built in the country."
Schools show a roaring success. A performance of The Lion King by youngsters at Cockard School has been declared a roaring success. Year 6 children performed Disney's Lion King Junior at Tynmouth Community School to a packed audience of families, friends and guests from the Helen Foundation and Ella Phillips Fund, who supported the purchase of the show's license. Described as truly exceptional, the children demonstrated impressive confidence in learning and delivering their lines. Every child took part in the production, showcasing a range of show songs and dance routines. Head of school Alison Roper said, "Participating in such a production fosters essential skills like resilience, confidence and creativity. I'm immensely proud of all the students involved in this endeavour. Their hard work and dedication were evident in the quality of their performance, and it was a joy to witness their talents."
first female Rotary president celebrates tenure. Tynmouth Rotary Club's first female president, Nicola Burgess, is celebrating a year of success as she hands over to incoming president Colin Barber. Highlights included the Rotary Club's annual picnic in the Marquee, which raised over £1,500, the James Bond theme float at the 2023 Tynmouth Carnival, inviting Children in Need's Pudsey Bear to Tynmouth, bringing Santa and his sleigh to tour the town, and putting on the Junior Speaks competition in local schools. Nikki's chosen charity of the year was Tynmouth Coast Watch. Nikki is planning an additional fundraising event for the charity, a Great Gatsby versus Peaky Blinders dinner at Tynmouth Golf Club on September the 28th. Others who benefited from Rotary support included members of Dawlish Underwater Hockey Club, who were selected to represent Great Britain at the World Championships in Malaysia. Nikki said, "A huge thank you to everyone who helped and supported me during my presidential year, and a very big thank you to each and every one of you that have supported Rotary. Being the first lady president of a club, which was always male-dominated, meant I had some very big boots to fill."
TV historian backs Railways campaign. Television presenter, British Railway historian and travel editor Tim Dunn has visited South Devon Railway to help raise awareness of its £3 million share issue campaign. Tim was guest speaker at the exclusive event for current and prospective shareholders, which outlined their crucial role in preserving this unique piece of railway history. The shares campaign is aimed at safeguarding the heritage attraction's long-term future. Known for his enthusiasm and dedication to railways worldwide, Tim has presented several popular TV shows, including The Architecture the Railways Built and Secrets of the London Underground. Describing South Devon Railway as a perfect rural GWR branch line, he encouraged people to back the campaign to fund some smart 21st century improvements. This railway has survived closures, takeovers, and now it's surviving yet again, Tim said. You are trying to renew this railway, and you need to do it now. Invest in your perfect railway, bring people in, and make it special, he added. The investment is towards new facilities and maintenance work, so we can improve what we do, ensuring visitors to South Devon Railway have a better overall experience, said Alan Taylor, trustee of South Devon Railway. By purchasing shares, investors will not only become stakeholders in this preservation project, but also join a community dedicated to upholding the legacy of steam travel.